If you're looking for a place where the wide open skies and the towering mountains inspire you to find an untapped part of yourself, you might want to take a trip to Wyoming. It's a place where bold, curious spirits forge their own way on all types of adventures. There is no shortage of iconic, expansive landscapes out there. You can discover breathtaking hikes, stunning state parks, authentic Western culture, and other historic sites, along with the tales of famous outlaws like Butch Cassidy and pioneers like Buffalo Bill Cody. The truth lies west. Discover yours at travelwyoming.com.
Save big money on your next project with help from Menards. Move water where you need it quickly with a Barracuda sump pump. Sump pumps keep your basement dry when big storms hit unexpectedly. Get a half horsepower cast iron Barracuda sump pump on sale now through May 5th. Hurry into Menards. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
As promised, we are back with this very special one day, you know, few hour turnaround, this eclipse day feature. If you were able to see the solar eclipse this afternoon, I hope you had a great, briefly darkened day and that you are still basking in the just cosmic wonder of that moment. I wanted to make this episode not just because a solar eclipse is an incredible moment, but also because there's just been this enormous swell of excitement about it across the country. It is clear that for people from all different parts of North America in different places, different time zones, this is just a moment that transcends every single petty concern of all of our days. It is a true moment of cosmic wonder. And this is what it sounds like.
My name is Taylor. I'm from Carbondale, Illinois, also known as the Eclipse Crossroads of America. We are psyched. We had a beautiful, beautiful day in August of 2017 for the eclipse. And Carbondale's a small town, and there's not a lot of hotels here. And I had maybe two spare rooms full of people, every couch in my home full, and I also had people pitching tents in my backyard. And we had just the most fantastic day watching. And then watching the traffic when they were all pouring out of town when it was over, because what else to do here?
Hey, Atlas Obscura team, Ivana here calling you from Montreal. I work for Ozidia, an innovation firm here in Montreal, and we decided to organize something for the whole team. So everyone will join us for lunch. It's going to be a space-themed lunch. We're going to have a speaker, and then at around 3 p.m., when it's the time for the eclipse here in Montreal, we will be going outside and watching this event. And I just want to shout out, the city of Montreal was great with this event. They distributed more than 50,000 free glasses through the public library system to make the eclipse more enjoyable and more accessible for everyone.
My name is Maddie. I live in Cleveland, Ohio, which is apparently the best place to view the total solar eclipse. It also happens to be the home opener for the Cleveland Guardians, which is our baseball team. I've been going to the home opener my entire life, so for 27 years, I haven't missed one ever. And this year, it just happens to line up with the solar eclipse. So we'll be in the baseball stadium with a bunch of other baseball fans with our little glasses. Cleveland's pretty unique during the solar eclipse this year with our baseball team's home opener as well.
This is John. We'll be in our backyard because we're in Bloomington, Indiana, which is in the maximum totality zone for the eclipse. I'll probably not be having a drink yet, maybe some water. We'll have our dog. We'll be listening to the frogs and looking out at the universe and pondering what and how much is out there.
It is really fun to hear people from all over getting ready to experience this event and having this magical moment, right? For me, from Hot Springs, Arkansas, truly in the middle of the path of totality. And here is what it was like for me and the other people who work at Atlas Obscura and on this show and all of the people at the festival who had a chance to just experience this moment of true cosmic awe.
My name is Beth Willman, and I am an astrophysicist. I'm CEO of LSST Discovery Alliance. So the word eclipse means when one celestial body passes in front of another so that it blocks some of the light from an observer's perspective. And so for us here on Earth, an eclipse of the sun happens when the moon passes just so between where we are and the face of the sun. And so we live in this really lucky just so solar system where the moon and the sun happen to be about 400 times different in their size, in their diameter. They also happen to be almost 400 times different in how far away each of them are to us. So the full moon, right, if you put your arm out at length and you take a look at your thumbnail, that's about going to cover a full moon. Now, you're not supposed to be looking at the sun without special glasses, so don't do this. But if you put on your special solar glasses for the eclipse on Monday, you can do that same thing and be like, whoa, the sun appears to be just about the same size as the moon. And it changes a little bit depending on where the moon is on its somewhat elliptical orbit and where the Earth is on its somewhat elliptical orbit. So we get an alignment of the sun, moon, and the Earth all being in a perfect line, maybe once every 18 months. There's some bit of the sun that is covered up by some bit of the moon visible from some place in the world. Now, it is a much rarer occasion that the alignment is so perfect, both in terms of the position, us all being connected by a line in space, and in terms of the distance between the Earth and the sun and the Earth and the moon, so that the apparent size of the moon exactly matches the apparent size of the sun at a specific point in time.
My name is Haley Smith, and I'm an astrologer. So eclipses are pretty significant. There's a lot of variance in how different ancient people have regarded them. Some have looked at them as very, you know, powerful opportunities for renewal and transformation or breakthroughs. Others have regarded them as, you know, fated events like monarchs dying. So there's a lot of kind of vast interpretation, but I try to remain, you know, away from any kind of fatalistic astrology and look at eclipses as opportunities for transformation, for kind of immense reflection. And I also feel like eclipses are invitations to kind of surrender to the nonlinear and to things that are not in our control.
Well, my name is Christine Allen, and I'm originally from Los Angeles. I'm hoping that it will be a vibrational change for the good. I've noticed in the last couple of weeks that there's just been a change in the atmosphere, and I hope it's all for the good. I'm going to watch my cat and see what she does. You know, see how it affects the animals and things. Because it's very mysterious, you know. We're so tiny in comparison to the rest of the universe. It's amazing how we get into so much trouble. I've seen partial eclipse, but I must say I can't really remember it. So something must have been going on there, maybe with a glass of wine or what have you. So this time I'm going to see it all properly.
I'm Dan, and I'm coming from Brooklyn, New York.
I'm Adam, and I'm coming also from Brooklyn, New York. It's very exciting to be here because aside from the totality, which is maybe a once-in-a-lifetime event to get to witness something like that in such a perfect setting. There's so many interesting, fascinating people here to hang out with them and sit, watch other talks and see how they react and chit-chat afterwards with the kinds of scientists and thinkers that are here. It's really, it's incredibly stimulating, and it feels like a great privilege to be amongst this cast of characters.
Yeah, it's been enlightening to listen to all these very smart astronomers talk about the moon and the sun. Most of it is way over my head, but it's fascinating to hear them say, as we say, it's a very magical experience, and at least that's something that we can all relate to.
I'm Mikkel, and I'm from Arkansas.
So I'm his mom, Rihanna, and we're from Little Rock.
Getting to see it for like my second or first time.
I think first time for you, yeah. Yeah, I got to see the one in 2017, but not in the full totality, so I'm very excited. We were in Memphis. He stayed home, but I was in Memphis with my husband, and we got to see it in like 50% totality, so I'm very excited to see it in full.
So, I am lying on top of a hill in Hot Springs, Arkansas. In the background, Mary Lattimore, this incredible harpist, is playing. We're here at the Eclipse Festival, the Atlas Obscura Eclipse Festival that we've thrown. And as I lay on the top of this hill in Hot Springs, I've got my eclipse glasses on, and I'm looking up at the sky as the moon just slowly takes a bite out of it. It is about halfway covered. And the sun has become like a cartoon drawing of the moon. It looks like a big crescent moon. It looks, honestly, it's glowing kind of a buttery orange. It looks like a croissant, even more than a crescent. It actually just looks like we are below this giant glowing croissant in the sky. It's crazy to watch. It's slow. It's bit by bit, the moon is just swallowing the sun.
You should.
Oh, please, time-lapse.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to do a time-lapse.
Then, it is getting really dark.
I know.
There is no more music. There is just a field full of people staring at one gigantic sphere eclipsing another one hundreds of millions of miles away. Whoa, it's happening. It is happening. It is happening. Whoa. Whoa.
Whoa.
Yeah! Whoa! 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 Yes, you can take your glasses off. What the fuck? Yes.
Wow.
What?
We are in total solar, baby. This is it. We are looking at a perfect ring of light. The moon has completely blocked the sun. It is dark. It is evening.
God. Honestly, I cried. Yeah. I was just doing my job, just looking through my camera, and then I was like, what am I doing? I'll just hold this out. I want to hear what's going on. Then I looked up, and I just started crying. As everyone just sort of rose up, like, oh my God, unbelievable, so beautiful.
I'm truly losing my mind.
And I didn't expect it to be this amazing and crazy. Nothing could have prepared me for what this actually looks like. Wow.
Like, wow. It's insane.
I have never experienced anything like this before. It's like it's sunrise, but sunset, but you look up and the sun is directly above and there's a massive hole in the sun with a little red dot below.
It was day and it was night and dusk and dawn all at once, and it was none of them, and it was really crazy, and it's scary to think that I'll never see something that beautiful again in my lifetime.
Yeah, I've never seen anything like that. That was wicked.
It was pretty cool.
I just felt like it was really cool. Like, the sun, it feels like when it went back out of the moon, went out of the sun, it felt like time was going backwards. Because, like, it was getting light again after it was dark, and I was still awake. It was really weird. Like, you could tell that it was day because your brain knew it was day, but it just felt like night.
At least for us grown-ups, we'd never get to see. Probably we'd be dead by the time totality came around in a place we'd be able to see it again. So this was really amazing to be here with all these people and our kids and see this wondrous thing in the sky.
I remember when I was a kid, there was a total eclipse, but I don't remember being as mind blown as I was now.
And yeah, that was the coolest thing I've ever seen, for sure. Definitely.
It was sick.
Yay, eclipse.
Yay, eclipse. Go moon.
It's coming back out. It's no longer total solar. The light is really weird. Everybody seems in a new mind state. You heard the cheering. That was good. I'm going to stop recording. Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
This episode was produced by
Abby Peralt,
Manolo Morales.
Our podcast is a co-production of Atlas Obscura and Stitcher Studios. The production team includes
Doug Baldinger,
Chris Naka,
Camille Stanley,
Johanna Mayer,
Baudelaire,
Gabby Gladney.
Our technical director is
Casey Holford.
This episode was mixed by
Luce Fleming.
And our theme and end credit music is by Sam Tyndall. I'm Dylan Thuris, wishing you all the wonder in the world. I will see you next time.
Save big money on your next project with help from Menards. Move water where you need it quickly with a Barracuda sump pump. Some pumps keep your basement dry when big storms hit unexpectedly. Get a half horsepower cast iron Barracuda sump pump on sale now through May 5th. Hurry into Menards. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.